steal my house. Yes, you are.
How about that? A squatter standoff. A property owner confronts a group of people she says moved into her million-dollar home in Queens, and our cameras were rolling as dozens of officers showed up.
Several people were taken away in handcuffs, and one of those arrested may surprise you.
Investigative reporter Dan Krauth joined.
So the woman,
you didn't even let me
trying,
let it finish.
The woman trying to get the squatter out got arrested.
How do you know?
Because it says it right there. Breaking, a woman gets arrested by removing squatters out of her $1 million house in Queens.
I didn't read it. Well, she said one of those people might surprise you.
Yes, the woman that was trying to get the squatter out, was the surprise.
Got it.
The caption gave it
away. All right, so what would you do if someone was squatting in your home?
I would prank the shit out of them so bad. I think I would trick them into leaving the house in some type of way, prank the hell out of them, and then reclaim the home.
They have the balls to squat in your home. You don't think they can carry a gun? You don't think they might be?
I got a gun.
You don't think that they might be dangerous?
I'm dangerous. Have you seen me hungry?
I wouldn't do that. I would take legal action the way the state wants me to. Because legally in New York, you can't just kick them out. They got rights.
If it's New York and California, good luck getting them out.
Good luck.
That's what I'm saying.
You're going to have to pay them $40,000 to move out.
You can out-squat the squatter. You can squat on the squatter, I think. I think there you can use the law in your favor. There's a guy online. That's what he does. I think in California, he gets squatters out of the house by out-squatting them.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. We don't got time for that.
Yeah, we don't get to. But I'm saying is if it's your home.
This is probably her third home. This is probably like some home that she owns, one of them.
What I'm saying is if someone's in your home and it's your property and you feel very prideful about it's your thing and you're losing money on it because now you can't rent it out to somebody because some jerk-offs are squatting there, you know what? I think that would make me lose my mind. Like, if we had to rent this house out after we move and somebody was to just, like, show up one day and sit in it, first off, it's Nevada. So
that's why Nevada is the best state because if you have squatters, which we've had at our listings, you call the sheriff, you call the cops, they're out.
What I'm saying is if this was New York and a squatter, cops would be the last people I'd call.
Yeah, because they're going to come arrest you.
Yeah, they'll arrest me.
For trespassing in your own home.
I'm going to call my people.
I wouldn't do that.
I'm going to call my Italian people. And those squatters will be out. Simple as that. I'll just come with the whole moving company. All the Italian mobsters.
I would just start
taking their stuff
out. This sounds really bad, but I would take bags of dog shit and I'd make the place so inhabitable.
Inhabitable, yeah.
I would just start being like, you want to squat in my house? Fine. I'd take all of Donut shit, all of our dog shit, and I'd just start piling it up. I'd make a border. I know it sounds gross, right?
Sick.
Maybe. I don't even think that would work because squatters, they're kind of.
I would cut the power.
They don't care about that. They'll light the whole
thing
on fire.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you don't want to piss off.
Yeah,
you need to get the squatters out because if you piss the squatters off, they'll just destroy everything.
They'll just graffiti all over the house.
No, they'll do worse. They'll break the walls down and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll destroy the place. So you got to get the squatters out first. You know.
This is a good topic to bring up, especially if you do own multiple homes, because this is why you should have someone always checking on the home.
Yeah, you need to have some. Even if it's if your home, you're referring to if no one's living in the home.
Yeah.
Always got to check up on
always.
It. Make sure no
one's even if
through.
You're gone for a week, obviously gone for a week, but
yeah.
If you have a home that you're not going
to
be constantly.
Inhabitable. If the house is not, doesn't have any inhabitants, then it can be subject to squatters. And then I think there's even a case where, you can, if you squat in a house for long enough that nobody claims or something, it could be legally yours.
Oh yeah, you actually learn that in real estate when you take your real estate course. Is that I forgot what the right is, but you have a right if you go to court if someone abandons the home and you take over the home and you start maintaining the home, you actually could claim ownership of that home and that land over a certain amount of time. So let's say the owner never came back for 3 years and they was just abandoned and you took care of the home, you could go to the judge and tell them, hey, judge, this is why I deserve to have this home, and they will actually grant you it.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. I mean, all the whatever states that do that need a real good reality check.
I think Nevada actually has that too.
Well, Nevada needs a reality check on that one.
Well, I think it's for people who like literally abandon the their homes.
I mean, if the thing's abandoned for 30 years, it's one thing. But what if that house is in a trust? Well, obviously,
it wouldn't happen if it was in a trust.
What I'm saying is the property taxes are still getting paid by somebody.
No,
that's why they have property tax. Because once you stop paying your property tax, then the government can seize the house.
Yeah, so technically, when you own a home, you don't actually own the home, right?
No, we're just...
We're renting
the
land.
I guess we own the building, but we're like renting the land from... Yeah. We own rights to use the land, yeah. Basically.
Not even, because if we want to like do something with the land, we still have to get permits and permission.
If we're even allowed to do what we want to do with the land.
Yeah. Like if we want it, not talking about HOA. HOA is the dumbest thing, but not talking about HOA, but like let's say you want to renovate or do like a pool, you have to pull a permit for that.
I know.
There's a whole video on TikTok right now that's doing really well, and it was like... this contractor who's like, I'll tell you what you do need a permit for and what you don't. And he goes around the house and he's like, you want to fix your bathroom? Permit. And then he talks mm-hmm. about it. Pulling permits is probably one of the dumbest things ever.
I mean, I get it in big cases. I mean, you know what?
Yeah, for a pool, I get it. But like, let me give you an example of a permit you need to pull that's like super dumb. The GFCIs everywhere.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Those are the things that basically like, so you don't get electrocuted. If there's water that goes into the socket,
I mean, that sounds
it stops.
Dangerous. I mean, it sounds.
Well, you have
like,
to pull a permit for that.
I mean, I get it. Yet having permits for stuff that are dangerous,
but I feel like
it can result in people dying. I get it. I get that.
Okay, then maybe that was a bad example, but.
I get permits for, like, if you want to knock a wall down or whatever, you got to make sure it's structural, you know, the structural integrity of it doesn't collapse and kill everybody inside. Like, I get that. Like, I get it. You don't want people just dying.
I get it for like, some cases. Some other things I'm like.
I can't just take a sledgehammer to this wall without, like.
Why not? It's your house.
I'll get myself killed. I guess if it's my freedom to get myself killed, I guess.
But you're talking about, like, a load-bearing wall?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know.
You do. You can know.
I don't know.
Okay.
But I'll take a sledgehammer to it. But that's the thing is, if someone's going to just take a sledgehammer to it and get themselves killed, they're probably not going to get themselves a permit to
begin
with.
Okay, anyways, we're off track. But yeah, you get it.
Natural selection, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, thank you guys for watching. Be sure to like and subscribe.
All right, peace.
Peace out.